Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to Alive, and this is Claire, and thank you for joining the program today. Oh my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. Now that's the beautiful prayer that the angel of peace, the angel of Portugal, Saint Michael, gave to the three young children at Fatima in 1916, and that was 1 year before the apparitions of Our Lady, the Blessed Mother. And if you listen to this program regularly, you'll know that we are always promoting the apparitions of Our Lady, and we promote Divine Mercy, and of course we are pro-life radio program. So if you're all of those things, you're probably Catholic. Okay, but you don't have to be Catholic to do the next thing. Now, I've had to roll over a couple of my programs, but it was all about the rosary, so please excuse me about that. Now, we are having a rosary again. Usually, the rosary, it's the coast-to-coast rosary for life and faith, is held in December, early December, on the first Saturday, and it coincides with the March for Life, which takes place in Wellington. And while the March for Life is going on all over the country, there are people praying the rosary for the success of that march, but also for pro-life in New Zealand. But this year, we decided, because of COVID, the lockdown, and everything like that, and of course we've got an election coming up in September on the 19th, our rosary team decided that we would bring the Coast to Coast Rosary for Life and Faith forward, and we would have it on the patron saint of New Zealand, Our Lady, the Assumption of Our Lady. And if you haven't had a look at our website, it's www.coasttocoastrosary.co.nz. You will notice that the icon that we had especially painted at the studio of John the Baptist in Takapuna, Auckland, is an image of Our Lady of Assumption. So we thought the perfect day to have a rosary would be August the 15th. So most of the parishes by now should have our poster up on the notice board. Certainly every parish has been notified. You should be having notices in the parish newsletter, and it's a very short notice. But one of the things is it's go to the website, but a lot of people actually still don't have computers, and so my phone number is there. So if you want to know more about the rosary and you've got a pen handy, it's clear. 022 1912 886. So clear. 022 1912 886. Now, it is working very, very well, that phone number in the newsletter, because in the last 24 hours, I had a man, John, ring me from Nelson, wanting to know if there is a group there. I had a lady, Anne, from Port Chalmers, wanting to know about a group there. And I had another lady ring me from Hokitika. So this shows you how diverse people from all over the country are wanting to know more about the rosary. Now, if you go to the website, we've got approximately 15 parishes already signed up, and we've got about another 25 to 30 in the pipeline. And what is very, very interesting this time, 15 or so who have signed up, about five of them are new parishes to the rosary. So in the first year, 2018, we had 79 parishes signed up. Last year we had 75. And this year we really would like 100 or more, maybe even 150. I think people are really starting to realise that things in New Zealand are not great. And This could be one of the last public rosaries for quite some time. And so people are really getting on board, getting behind it. And everyone I talk to is very, very interested to know the intentions for life and faith. And so where did that come from? Well, the life issue came from when the Labour Party came into power at the end of 2017. In December of that year, out of the ballot, David Seymour's bill at the End of Life Choices Bill was drawn out, and so euthanasia. And then in February, the following year, 2018, Minister Andrew Little said that he was going to reform the abortion laws. Now, these are the two major life issues in this country, euthanasia and abortion. And as part of the organisation that I work for, Family Life International, we affirm the dignity of life from conception to natural death. And most New Zealanders would affirm that as well. So I thought, okay, we really need to get a rosary going. And so those were the two intentions. Faith, that came about because certainly over the last decade, the faith, the Christian faith in New Zealand, which it was founded on, has really fallen away, but it's below 50%. Now, when I say founded on, the history of Christianity is very, very interesting. And if you go to www.coasttocoastrosary.co.nz and you go to the frequently asked questions, there is a section of Christianity in New Zealand. And certainly many of the early settlers, the missionaries, and even the whalers and traders and that, they may have had, well, the missionaries definitely, but the others, some sort of Christian background. But Māori themselves, after the musket wars, were hearing more about this Christian religion, and they actually invited Samuel Marsden to come to New Zealand, and he set up his mission. And that is where they learnt how to read and write, and they really appreciated the dignity that Christianity gave to every person. It really spoke to them. And the uptake in Christianity was moderate to start with, but from 1835 onwards, it really increased. So by 1840, when the treaty was signed, certainly the settlers were Christian, but by that stage, the majority of Māori were Christian. And just 5 years later, so this is 1845, they estimated that the number of Māori in New Zealand was anywhere between 70 and 110,000 people. And by that stage, there were approximately 65,000 Māori, te reo Māori, New Testaments in circulation. So almost every person, or at least every two people, Māori, had their own Māori New Testament Bible. And they learnt to read from this. They were able to quote large passages, and they really, really embraced Christianity. So you might say, what happened? Well, certainly in the civil rights movement in the 60s, and there was a rejection of oppression, and what happened? White man's religion. It was like the baby being thrown out of the water, the bathwater. Now, I am certainly not Jewish, and I worship and honour a Jew. Jesus Christ was Jewish. So to say it's white man's religion, because most of the settlers were English, Irish and Scottish, is really not accurate. So I think it was about the 2003 census, approximately 96% of Māori. So this is, you know, not 20 years ago, so it's a generation ago. 96% of Māori identified as Christian. So that's phenomenal. But we have really lost that, not just in Māoridom, but right throughout the country. And God, ever the gentleman, if we say we don't need you, we don't want you, well, he will stand back and he will withdraw his grace. And I think that's what we're seeing around the world today, is a withdrawal of God's grace. He isn't making these things happen, but he's certainly not standing in the way. And he is, as I said, ever the gentleman. We've said we don't want you, and this is what happens. We are reaping the results. So our rosary, as I said, will be on the 15th of August. It is a Saturday, and the recommended time is 3 p.m. But that doesn't necessarily have to be at that time. For example, in Fitzroy, New Plymouth, that parish, they have a vigil mass at 5:30, so they are going to do their rosary at 4:45, and that was exactly what they did last year. Now, I spoke to someone recently, and they don't have a Saturday mass, but a Saturday morning mass, and they have a rosary group afterwards. So I said to them that would be perfectly acceptable to have the Coast to Coast Rosary for Life and Faith in the morning. So, and particularly if it's a rural area, we are not expecting people to come in twice, you know, for the either morning mass or for the evening vigil mass at 3 o'clock, just to pray the rosary. So if you like the idea of praying for your nation, please think about either joining a group or leading a group, starting a group. One of the ladies I spoke to yesterday, she said there may be only two of them. It's a very small parish. And I said, not a problem. Certainly in 2018, there were a couple of groups who were very, very small, but they did say how much they enjoyed knowing that they were praying with the whole country. So I'm just going to read out some of the place names. I've already mentioned Port Chalmers, Nelson, Hokitika. So I'll just go through them. Napier, Fitzroy, New Plymouth, St. Albans in Christchurch, Mount Albert in Auckland, Northcote in Auckland, Leithfield in Christchurch, Hillsborough, Auckland, Glenfield, Auckland, Rotorua, Gisborne. We have another one in Dunedin. We have the Couples for Christ, the Filipino groups, and Singles for Christ. They are organising at the moment. Murrahue in Christchurch, Greymouth, Titirangi, Christchurch South, Avondale, Balclutha, Lawrence and Milton, Whanganui, Picton, Lower Hutt. We have Foxton and Shannon. Let's see, where else have we got? Quite a few. We have the Fijian community. We have Hawera, Pukekohe, Takapuna, Papatoi, Mangere, Kirikiri, Tokoroa, Thames, Owadaka, Fairfield in Dunedin. Yeah, so that is, as I said, they're not all confirmed, but they are certainly underway and will be confirmed, you know, very, very shortly. So that's a very large list, and please consider leading a group, a rosary group. Now, if you've never prayed the rosary before, that's no problem. On our website, that's www.coasttocoastrosary.co.nz, it actually tells you how to pray the rosary. And it's certainly not just for Catholics. I've had many non-Catholics ring over the last 2 years and say they'd like to join in, and I have directed them to the nearest parish, and they were more than happy to take part, because after all, what is the rosary? The rosary is a meditation on Jesus's life, and it really is a Bible on a string. And so if you are a Christian and you love your Bible, I'm sure you would love to join us with this. Okay, we've just gone over 3 o'clock. That's Divine Mercy Hour. And this is a very, very important prayer to pray for someone, particularly if they're dying, and asking for divine mercy. So, as I said, you don't have to be a Catholic to take part in these prayers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Creator of heaven and earth, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you are pregnant and worried, so facing a crisis pregnancy, do not despair. There is a fantastic organisation in Auckland that may be able to help you. I'm sure they can. So it's Family Life International. They have a pregnancy centre, and it's called Gianna's Choice Options and Support. So you can phone their 0800 number. So 0800 367 5433. 0800 367 5433. Or you can text 027 488 8070. 027 488 8070. Now, what Family Life International has just done recently, they've set up a home, St. Gianna's Home, for pregnant mothers. And so this is a home where these young girls often have nowhere to go because their family might have rejected them, or they've had to give up their flat because they've had to give up their job because they're pregnant. And so this is a home that we can offer them accommodation. And it's fantastic. And we're all at capacity, and we really need to move into bigger premises. And so my role in that home is twice a month I will be staying and helping out and being house mother for 2 weekends a month. And I've already done it the week before last. Lovely girls doing some cooking, which is really great. They're very appreciative, and you know, cooking lessons and just being there to help and support them, and they love it. So that's a great thing that Family Life International is doing. So as I said, pregnant and worried, 0800 5433. Now, getting back to the rosary, there's nothing greater that we can do apart from attending Mass, receiving the Eucharist, and adoring Jesus, our Lord, in adoration, than praying the rosary. Our Lady herself gave the rosary to Saint Dominic, and she gave the scapular, which many Catholics wear, to Saint Simon Stock, and it was predicted in the 1200s that with the rosary and the scapular, Our Lady would save the world. And certainly in the Bible, in Genesis 3:15, when Our Lady crushes the head of Satan, that is the woman in the future. So the final victory, and Sister Lucia said, Our Lady told her, it is over marriage and the family. The final victory will be for Our Lady, and it has been reserved for her. Our Lord has reserved it so that she will get the due honour that she so deserves. It's strange how some people just are fixated against Our Lady, but they don't seem to understand that without the Virgin Mary's obedient yes to the angel, and she didn't even know really what she was saying yes to, without that obedient yes, there would be no Saviour and no Redeemer and no Christian faith. So thank goodness for Our Lady. And that's why Catholics, we don't worship her, but we certainly give her the honour that she is due. So go to our website, www.coasttocoastrosary.co.nz, and have a look. It's the most beautiful site. Dan Lim, our website designer from Christchurch, is a genius. Really amazing. The patron this year is the new auxiliary bishop for Auckland, Bishop Michael Gehlen. And he certainly prays the rosary. I was speaking to him last week and he had a rosary in each of his pockets. So he loves the rosary. So get on board and join a fantastic thing. Okay, don't know where that time goes each week, but we're going to end on probably my favourite hymn, and Monsignor Cronin used to love this hymn, Be Still My Soul.